Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, starting with verse 1. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding.' But they made light of it and went their way, one to his own farm, gathered another to his business. And the rest seized his servants, treated him spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious and sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go to the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding.' So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom were found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests." Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, God, we come to you now, and Lord, we realize that if your Holy Spirit doesn't touch our hearts and open up the eyes of our understanding this morning, that we will not understand this parable. And Heavenly Father, we desire to hear from you. And Lord, I pray that we will listen intently upon the word. And God, if we need to make a decision for you today, speak to our hearts and let us know, Lord, that we might be in the center of your will, doing what you would have us to do. And we give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask. Amen. Now, one thing I've found out over the years, Sunday after Sunday, week after week, there are those in the service that reject the call of the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that was brought to them. Every Sunday, people make decisions to go out and reject the invitation of God. Time after time, people say no to Jesus Christ as he calls for them. And the Lord, in Revelations, knocks on the door of our hearts. And he knocks on the door of our hearts. And he knocks on the door of our hearts. And he wants us to come in. He wants to come in. Only we will not open the door. And we reject the call and turn away in our unbelief. Now, in our scripture, we see Jesus telling about the rejection of the king's invitation to a wedding. Now, the parable primarily illustrates how the Jews rejected the Lord's son, Jesus Christ. And the result of his rejection was extended to the Gentiles. But it also, as I read the scripture, it reminds me of the tragedy in our lives when we say no to Jesus Christ and walk out of the doors rejecting him. You see, a wedding is a glorious occasion in our life. I can remember, well, I remember mine pretty good. It was a great wedding, and we invited a lot of guests, and a lot of people came. It was a time when, you know, I guess I was the best looking I ever been in those days. Hadn't been that good looking since. But we came to that wedding, and I can remember my bride coming down the aisle. The old heart was just a pounding, boy, boom, boom. And boy, when she stepped out and started down that aisle, it just seemed like it stopped. Man, I tell you, it was a glorious occasion. The bride coming down the aisle. Now, you know, all of us have been to a wedding. All of us have seen weddings on television. I remember, are they talking about Princess Diana's son, Harry, getting married, and a big glorious occasion they're putting on over there. But I can remember when her and Prince Charles was married, how elaborate everything was, and crowds by the thousands watched as she walked down the aisle. The king's son here is getting married. And oh, what a glorious occasion it would be to be invited specially by the king to the wedding of his son, a great thing in his kingdom. And he sent out his servants, the Bible says, and he invited the guests to this most glorious occasion of marriage, a special time in the king's life, and they were invited to come to this great event. And he sent out his servants to call and say all that were invited to the wedding. And you know what? They were not, the Bible says, willing to come. In other words, they said, no, we're not going to this glorious occasion. Now, in those days, weddings were a little different than ours. They didn't send out. Today, we send out invitations to the wedding, and we send out all these invitations. And on that invitation, there's the date and the time of the event and where it's going to be held at. So people will know where to come. But in those days, they were simply, first, he sent out his messengers to tell people, there's going to be a great wedding. The king is going to have his son married off. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, there's going to be a great, great wedding. The bride, the Christ, and the bride and his church are going to be united together one day. People that are his children, he's going to call. And what a day, what a glorious occasion, bigger than any wedding we've ever seen here. It will be when Jesus Christ calls his church home. What a blessed day to view the marriage of the Lamb. And one day he's coming back, the Bible says, to take us back with him in the sky, and we will forever be with our Lord. Now, in those days, the wedding arrangements was announced that it was going to be a wedding, and then they were to get ready and make the plans. They would send out another saying, the day is here, the marriage is going to take place. And every person that had been invited were to be ready to come to that great wedding. They were informed of the event. The Bible says they were bidden to come. In other words, they had already been invited. Now they were summoned for them to come to the wedding. And the Bible says they laughed it off. They laughed it off. They said, you know, we're not coming to a wedding. We don't want to go to the wedding. And when the things begin to happen, they didn't come. On that glorious event, the Bible says one day Jesus will shout, his church will rise. What a glorious occasion that will be. Brother Bill said it looked like the rapture when all the kids come down here. I tell you what, when God calls his children home, oh, what a glorious event that's going to be to go be caught up in the with him in the clouds to heaven. I don't want to miss that. And you know what? Jesus says in the Word of God, come, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come, he says, come to the wedding. Jesus Christ invites you to that wedding today. He invites you to his be part of his bride, the church, the glorious church. He said, I want you to come. And you know, every time people say no to Jesus Christ, some are here this morning, you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know that without him, you'll never go to heaven. You've heard the word, and yet you said, I'm not going down. I'm not going to be a part of the bride of Christ. And one day the Bible says he will come, and if you haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you won't be part of that glorious occasion. You'll miss that call. And you rejected the call of Jesus Christ. Now, the rejection of the glorious or gracious offer is, you know, it's surprising to me. Why would not one person not want to go? Think about it. I don't know if you would like to or not, but I tell you what, if the president called me and said, listen, we're putting on a big, fine celebration at the White House, man, I'd like to go, wouldn't you? I've never been to that place. I'd like to go and be a part of that, even though I might not want to stay very long. I'd like to go and see what it was all about. But imagine someone like the president or someone a great calls and invites you to come and be a part of such a glorious occasion, and you say, I'm not going. I don't want to go to something like that. Jesus Christ calls you this morning to be a part of the bride of Christ, to be a part of that great marriage celebration, a great honor, a great privilege. And yet, many times, we reject the call of God in our life, and we walk out that back door. Now, I'm surprised at people who turn down the offer of Christ for salvation over and over and over. Think about it. Think about what Jesus Christ has done for you. He gave his life on the cross of Calvary that we might have eternal life, that we might have heaven, that we might be blessed, that we might have joy in our life, that we might have love in our life, that we might have a peace that passes all understanding. And yet many times people laugh it off and say, no, I'm not going. I never understand. Can't figure people out. They have a life of joy, a life of peace, and they reject the offer for this world's heartaches, this world's pains, that only Satan offers. To turn down our Lord and Savior, what a surprising rejection. Not only is it surprising, it's plumb shocking. Because he says, again. In other words, he's invited people to come and they said no. He's invited people to come again and they laugh it off. He says, listen, go out and tell them that I have prepared the dinner. Brother, he's killed the fatted calf. In other words, the steaks are on the grill. We're going to have a celebration like we've never had before. And it was a repeated request. It wasn't something new to him this time. He has told them, listen, it's all ready. Come to the invitation. You know, I'm glad God continues to call us. I can remember when God called me the first time, or the second time, or the third time. Boy, I tell you what, he did a number on me. But, you know, I'm so glad he never gave up. Have you thought about how many times you've heard God call? Some of you heard it for the first time today. But some of you have heard it over and over and over again, that you know inside your life that God is calling you to salvation, and you're saying, oh, I'm not quite ready. I got a little more living to do. You really haven't lived till you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He wants you to come in. I see all the time the witness of someone that needs to be saved, and they act like, preacher, one day I'll come, but not today. One day I'm going to walk down that aisle. One day I'm going to give my life to the Lord. One day I'm going to say thank you to Jesus, but just not today. And then they made light of it. How many times have I heard, oh, preacher, you know, if I go to church, the roof's going to fall in. They make light of God's call in their life. Then, not only did they reject the king, they slew the messengers. They killed the messengers. Listen, I have been threatened. I've been cursed at. I've had the door slammed in my face. But they're not rejecting me. They're rejecting my Lord and Savior. And folks, that is a serious matter when we reject the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, to reject God is a grievous offense. The king, he says, was angered. Folks, it's one thing to reject, but it's another thing to reject God's Son. Our God, a truth that's overlooked so many times, is a God of love. And people say, oh, God is so good, he's not going to hurt anybody. He loves everybody. He's going to take everybody to heaven one day. And I've heard that over and over from people who put off coming to Christ. Well, if I live a good life, if I don't hurt anybody, if I just live by myself, I'm not hurting anybody. One day, I believe, preacher, that God's going to let me into heaven. And the truth is, God does love you. He wants you to come to him. But the opposite of that is truth. God is a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. Listen to what it says in Jeremiah 10:10. But the Lord is the true God. He is a loving God and an everlasting king. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide in his indignation. Let me tell you something. Our God is a just God. You laugh his son off that he died on the cross for you. And God says, one day, I will reject you just like you rejected my son. The Bible tells us this king was furious. I think, oh, how it must hurt God. After he sent his son to die on the cross, and if you was here on Wednesday night, Brother Perry talked about the cross and how he was crucified on the cross, and we think sometimes, well, he just died up there on the cross. It was just another death. It was a gruesome, horrible, torturous death that he died. And if you reject the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you reject his blood that was shed for your sins and my sins, then you will face God's wrath. That's what the Bible says. This king, the Bible says, was furious, and he sent out his servants to destroy those murderous people and burned up their cities. The action of the king. This parable showed how the Jews had rejected the Lord And those who say no to Jesus Christ will ultimately receive the wrath of God. But today, we've got today to deal with. Right now, you have an opportunity. Jesus says, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. The church says, come. He wants you to come, trust Him as your Lord and Savior. What will you do with Jesus? Will you come? Will you accept the invitation to the most glorious wedding of all? Or will you reject it and walk out those doors and one day feel the wrath of God upon your life? You see, that's your choice. Some of you are here today and you already believe. You've trusted in Jesus Christ. You've given your life to Him. But your life has not been pleasing to God. It's not being lived in the center of His will. You've done things in your life that you haven't confessed, and you know it. You're out of fellowship with God. You don't have that close personal walk with God that you once had. And He's saying to you, if you confess your sins, I will be faithful and just to forgive you and pick you back up and put you back on the solid rock. Get your life so that revival can come to your heart, so that you can be a witness to others, so that you can know the joy. You know, this life is awful tough. We need Christ every single day. Now, there's some of you here today looking for a church home. And God has led you our way. Would you not come and join in with the fellowship here? I've heard people say, well, preacher, I don't have to join a church. I know you don't. But, oh, let me tell you something. The fellowship is sweet. The fellowship is where you get your Bible study. The fellowship is where you get to know people and walk with each. When times come of death, times come of sickness, let me tell you something. It's good to have a church praying for you. It's good to have a home. You know, when I've been so fortunate in my life, I've still got my mother living. I still got my brothers and my sister that I can go and see and talk to about things. I've got a wonderful family. Two boys and a precious wife. But you know what? I've got a bunch of church friends and family. I believe these people right here love me. I believe these people right here pray for me because I pray for them. And I love them. You see, it's so good to be blessed with a church home. And some people need that church home. And if God's led you this way, won't you come? I'll be glad to share with you. I'm not going to embarrass you in any way, form, or fashion. And oh, what a good day it is at the wedding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you come? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today that You've invited us to come to You. You've invited us to a wedding, a marriage, where one day we'll be at home with You, never to be separated again, where sin was not bother us. Lord, I thank You so much for the opportunity just to live for You in the center of Your will day by day by day and know Your love that You have. And we'll give You the praise today, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.